Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's a Gamescom week, which means we're going to talk games and totally not the baseball game that's on. And Matt and I aren't both feeling weird and angry. Just the whole week.
There's something in the air. Maybe it's a full moon.
Maybe. Blue moon.
Blue moon. Gamers 2 podcast. Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests. Like plantains. I made plantains. It was weird.
You made plantains?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I cooked them. I fried them.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say because aren't plantains just like not bananas?
They resemble a banana.
Like bananas with a mustache.
They resemble bananas. They are
like totally not a banana.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the name of the glasses, the Groucho Marx mm-hmm. glasses, but just bananas with those on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a severe taste difference, but you wouldn't know at
this
point.
There is. There's, they, and their taste changes depending on how ripe they are.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm assuming cooking changes as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like caramelized or like,
these ones, I fried them in, like a little bit of avocado oil, but then I toss them in brown.
Millennials out here. Am I right?
I don't know. We've been using avocado oil for a long time now. I actually like it a lot, but
as long as you're not doing toast.
Yeah. Where was I going? I tossed them in brown sugar, and then while they were frying, I drizzled on a mixture of vanilla extract and maple syrup. So they were sweet. Then I paired that with some New York strip steak that was cooked in butter and rosemary and thyme and garlic.
Oh, so, all right, just naming herbs now. Cilantro.
Basting it, you know. Turned out good. Anyways.
That's why they named it that.
Named what?
Our friend that dropped off cupcakes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Haha,
okay. That's why I named it that.
Yeah.
So I didn't get in trouble.
Nice.
I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble with that person anyway. I basically do what I want. If anything, I'm going to get in trouble with the sister and get yelled at.
She can't move very fast, so you're fine.
Even then, I'm pretty sure when she could, I could move faster.
Shots
challenge
fired.
Accepted.
Races. All right, video games.
Yeah, like new ones. Like new releases. You could spend money on. Starting with number one, Fling to the Finish for the PC. We've talked about that for a while. That was a PAX game
okay.
a couple years ago that Dewey and I kicked the shit out of some kids on. That's the one where you could play it with two controllers, but we were playing two people, one controller,
yep,
half.
I remember
half.
That one now.
You're tied together, you got a race.
Mm-hmm.
We demolished those kids.
Classic. It's almost like a video game version of the potato sack relay thing where you're each in a potato sack. You're each, like one, each of you has one leg in a potato sack.
Oh, I've never done it that way. There's that one or there's the three-legged race
yeah.
where they tie you together.
Yeah, same concept.
Same concept, yeah. I immediately wanted to make a joke about a three-legged race in a different way, but we're just going to move on. Number two, Aliens Fire Team Elite for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Number 3, King's Bounty 2 for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 4, Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2 for the PS5. Number 5, Mosaic Chronicles for the PC. Number 6, believe it or not, Psychonauts 2 is out for the PC and Xbox. Number 7, Have a Blast for the PC and Switch. Number 8, Hotel Life, a Resort Simulator for the PC, PS5, PlayStations, Xboxes, and Switch. I'm curious, does that mean I have to run the resort? Because that is immediately, it says Hotel Life, but I would prefer to be a guest.
Based on the name, I would suspect you're the guest, because Hotel Life, a resort simulator. So, like,
I guess
I don't know.
I don't know, because I think it's the life part. If it was just resort simulator, I would assume that I'm running it, but Hotel Life leads the idea that I get to sit by the pool all day.
Yeah.
Which, in theory, I guess I could if I was working there as well. All right, well, we'll see. Number 9, just like the Nick Cage movie, The Magnificent Truffle Pigs for the Switch.
Pig. Watch that trailer.
Yeah, we did watch, watch that trailer.
What's up with Nick Cage and like all these like crazy
movies? We got to watch that Kung Fu movie.
What the fuck is it called?
I don't remember. I don't remember. It's just got Nick Cage in it doing Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Number 10. In almost like a Mortal Kombat style way, like they're all being summoned. It's really weird. Number 10. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like almost like the Raiden-esque
character. He's like the leader. Number 10, Spelunky for the Switch. And guess what? Number 11, Spelunky 2, also for the Switch. Number 12, Spookware for the PC. It's like spooky silverware. Number 13, Baldo for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. You remember that movie?
No.
Baldo?
Balto. Balto.
Same, same.
I do remember Balto.
Number 14, No More Heroes 3 for the Switch. And number 15, Tormented Souls for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and the Switch.
That's a mat simulator.
Tormented Souls?
I
was going to say Spookware, but...
Spookware. Spooky. All right, what are we doing here?
Spooky, ghosty, silverware. Ooh.
Number one is absolutely massive.
Yeah, so how about you take number one, day one?
Okay.
And then I'll take number one, day two.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then you take number one, day three.
Okay.
And then I'll just take story number two.
All right.
Itemized A, section B, paragraph three.
It's kind of what this looks like.
Listen, I've been reading court proceedings. I don't need. Yeah, you know.
Oh, jeez.
A lot of lawsuits going down. I'm not involved.
That's a win. That's always a win. Number one, Gamescom was this week, so naturally there's a metric shit ton of new games, gameplay footage, developer walkthroughs. I don't know. Leaks, etc.
Is that different than a regular ton?
Is like yeah,
a,
I mean,
like,
I
not
feel
the
like...
shit part. Obviously, that's the. Is a metric ton different than a regular ton? I don't know.
Yeah, there's two different types of tons.
So is there an imperial shit ton?
I think...
Is really the joke I'm going for.
I mean, to me, when I use the word shit ton in general, whether it's metric or imperial, it's a metaphoric thing. So
oh, obviously, it's a metaphoric thing, yes.
I'm just
sure
saying that's my qualifier.
Oh, okay.
So like...
I know there's not a unit of measurement that's a shit ton. I'm just curious if there's...
There might be.
Imperial tons and metric tons.
I mean, I definitely think there's two different types of tons.
Because I like saying that this is an imperial shit ton. Because I feel like that's almost slightly more than a metric shit ton. Just has, like, more weight to it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm pretty positive there's two different types of tons because I've seen arguments about ship tonnage. And how, like, you know, they change
solid,
at some point.
Solid Reddit shit tonnage.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So. Respect. Anyway, sorry.
We won't touch on everything, but here's our curated list of Gamescom goodies. This is day one. Bungie kicked things off with a Destiny 2 showcase. At this point, Destiny 2 is old news with not much redeeming development. They revealed the next DLC, The Witch Queen. Also, crossplay went live the day of the event, as well as the Season of the Lost content. After the Witch Queen DLC comes Lightfall DLC, and then finally the final Shape DLC, which will end the Light and Dark Saga. but apparently Destiny 2 will continue after that. So out of all that story, the fact that they're ending the Light and Dark saga, and I was like, okay, so maybe we'll get something interesting afterwards.
Bold assumption.
Yeah. It was a sliver of hope.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose more.
Yeah. Also on day one was Microsoft. Microsoft was the only other company with a dedicated Gamescom event. And here's the rundown. xCloud Gaming is coming to Xbox consoles this holiday season. A bunch of Microsoft Flight Simulator on Xbox updates. Also, Top Gun Maverick DLC will be coming with the film release. The next-gen Xbox adaptation of Crusader Kings 3 got a trailer. State of Decay 2 Homecoming DLC got a new trailer out of its first September 1st release date. I can speak. A reveal trailer for Stray Blade from Point Blank Games. A gameplay video for Dying Light 2, Stay Human. If there's any of these you want to comment on, feel free to interrupt.
I'm still looking forward to Dying Light.
I am too.
Did we cover the Halo thing yet?
Nope, getting there.
Okay.
These are probably out of order.
That is slightly in the one issue.
As the timing?
They're the same day or within a week of each other. So there's a little... There's a little potential for a Nate's going to have to make some choices moment.
Yeah, yeah. I guess Halo, it really depends, because I don't foresee Halo being something like... I love Halo, but I don't foresee Halo being something like Battlefield 2042 to me.
Yeah, agreed.
Halo would be like, you know how you always want... You specifically are always talking about how you want that multiplayer game that you can jump into for a couple games and like palate cleanse, essentially.
Yeah.
That would be like Halo to me.
That'd be my Battlefield.
Yeah.
Palette cleanse by just murdering people in a tornado with a tank.
Yeah. That was very, like, A-caster way of saying that.
Oh.
the tone and pitch, I guess.
What? Too challenging for you?
No, Dying Light 2 looks pretty cool, what they've shown with the parkour and... all that jazz.
Other quick, did you say Saints yet?
Nope.
As you can tell, haven't paid attention.
But if you haven't, we're just doing Microsoft. So
okay, I'll bring it up with when we get
everything there. You want to talk about is
technically day two. That's right. Day two. I forget that technically day one, even though opening night wasn't on day one, it was on day two.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Another trailer for The Gunk, releasing sometime in December. Really getting sick of seeing this game. Cult of the Holy Detention DLC.
That's gonna... well, welcome to next year's E3, by the way.
Yeah, right.
That's gonna be our episode title. It's just gonna be sick of seeing this shit.
Sick of seeing these games. Cult of the Holy Detention DLC for Wasteland 3 got a trailer and release date, which is October 5th.
Wasteland 3 is such a fun game.
So I've heard.
I think it is worth the venture if you're not playing anything in October.
Sure. I mean, I'm rarely ever playing anything. So
right, but there are things that are coming out in October. Like Far Cry comes out at the beginning of October. Right? Yes. Beginning of October. And end of October is Battlefield. I think for you, if you're not playing Far Cry for some reason, you should sign up for Game Pass a month early and play Wasteland 3.
Okay.
Not like the... you don't even have to play the whole thing. Just get into it and get enough. And, you know, it's RPG, turn-based style when you get into combat, yada, yada. But the writing and it's so good.
Yeah.
It's worth a play.
Okay. I have to make a list, I think, at some point to keep track now that my life is chaos. Age of Empires 4 developer interview showed us how a trebuchet works, like we didn't already know.
It's the superior siege weapon. How do people not know this?
Literally written in here.
Oh, my screen is blank.
It is the superior siege weapon.
The only thing more superior is a trebuchet launching a trebuchet.
Whoa.
To get... more distance.
Trebuception. Psychonauts 2 got another trailer. Don't know why.
Why are we dropping a trailer? The game's out.
Sea of Thieves is getting a Borderlands-inspired mayhem ship. You can unlock it through gameplay between August 24th and September 7th. There was a cool reveal trailer for Into the Pit, a Humble Games title. Speaking of Humble Games, there was a sizzle reel dedicated to Humble Games titles coming to Xbox Game Pass.
The Humble Trove.
And finally, Forza Horizon 5 showed a cover revealing trailer, 8 minutes of gameplay footage, and a very colorful custom Xbox controller.
That controller looks sweet.
It does. Looks very cool.
Hot take. Not worth the price.
How much is it?
I think, I might be wrong about this, it might have been around $200.
For, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that? Are you sure that's not the Xbox, or the Halo one?
It might be the Halo one. One of them was $200.
One of them's an Elite controller.
Either way, fun fact, not worth it.
No.
There's no reason a controller should be one, actually just under one half of your console cost.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the Elite controller, but you'd have to be like, console gaming would have to be like your thing.
And like, not just your thing. Like, you don't hobby that.
Yeah.
You are playing.
Yeah.
You come home, you start playing. You basically do what I do with games.
Well, I mean, in their defense, in anyone's defense that gets an Elite controller.
Listen, you buy it.
It'd be like us getting, like, a keyboard and mouse combo.
Listen, I don't need to feel seen, all right? I don't need this kind of attack, but you're right. Calm down with your logic, sir.
I feel ya. It's kind of funny, though, because, like, I would easily spend that amount of money on, like, a keyboard and be like, yeah, that's just fine. I feel good about this. But me spending that much money on a controller, even though, like,
I can't bring myself to buy a second PlayStation controller for $80.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the mind-altering shit that happens.
I just had that moment where I'm like, that ain't worth it.
Yeah.
But then PlayStation drops like the other color ones, and I'm like, oh, that red one though.
Yeah, you gotta do our normal. We're getting close. It's almost Black Friday.
Yeah, that's true. 2 a.m. Target run.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. Actually, I was like, oh, it might be time for me to like do a Black Friday, just kind of like dip, do a little dabbling.
Just kind of imagine like, how many people we would piss off.
Yeah, just kind of go in and scope out the situation, and then go get a beer.
Walk in at like 12 o'clock.
Who are we kidding? No,
like 12 o'clock on Friday.
They're not going to do Black Friday.
Yeah. Wait, no. Who are you kidding? They're 100% doing Black Friday. The question will be, do they do Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because remember, that was the whole thing. We're not even talking about Gamescom anymore. Remember, the whole thing last year was, we're not doing it on Thanksgiving. We want you to spend time with your families again.
Yeah.
And it was like, we've been telling you this for 6 years, you stupid fucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get heated. I don't need to talk about Black Friday.
Yep.
I'm going to have.
The only thing good about Black Friday is
the
$35 game controllers.
Yes. Which I'm curious. I don't think these ones will drop that way.
I'm hoping for 40.
I'm hoping for 40, but a 50% discount on a 1-year-old controller.
Are they 80? I thought they were 60 still.
I think they're at least 70. Oh, they upped the price this gen.
Okay, so that would make them probably 70. Fuck.
Oh, Joy-Cons are 80. I think, yeah, it's 70 and 80.
Fuck. Okay, like, so
Joy-Cons you can probably get cheap. The Xbox controller you can probably get cheap still because they don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
But the new PlayStation controllers that are specific are going to be a hard-pressed one. So
let me readjust. I'll be happy with 45.
Agreed. I would buy one at 45.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need. I don't. Why am I buying a second controller?
I don't know. It's always good to have a second. You never have a
steering
know.
Wheel.
You never know, because you'll get pissed.
Steering wheel is my second controller.
Like, you'll be in the middle of some like game you're really into, and then the controller will start like getting all fucking wonky on you and drifting or something, and you'll be like, "Fuck, I don't have another controller."
Just have that moment where I'm like, "Rah!" All right, let's go to number two, day two of Gamescom. I guess item B from story one. Day two got Jeff Keighley off his charging station for opening night live. Beep, boop, bop, beep is how he went. The robot that man he is. This was probably the bulk of the content shown. If I don't say something, blame Matt.
Yep.
The pre-show has trailers for King of Fighters 15. I need to be very clear. I didn't realize there were 14 of them. The Dark Pictures Anthology House of Ashes. Hey, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Burning things to the ground. Obviously, we've talked about this before. We said Halloween was a good time. Yada, yada. Bus Simulator 21. Most important thing I'm about to say. Yeah. You want to go drive a bus? Listen, people need bus drivers. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of advertisements around my area for bus drivers being needed. Guess what? Simulator, train yourself up. Then go do it. Soundfall. Dolmen, 9 to 5. I'm triggered by 9 to 5 because everybody's working. And Nobody Saves the World and more. All right, indie titles. We're out in full force with trailers for Sifu. Thoughts?
Since the first time I saw Sifu, I'm like, I'm in.
All right.
On that one.
I agree. I'm hoping for a happy beat 'em up move.
Yeah, yeah.
And not Dark Souls combat.
Yep. Light roguelike.
Yeah. I punch people and do sweet karate. Midnight Fight Express. Cult of the Lamb. Splitgate.
I don't know.
It'll tickle your Halo feel.
Yeah, but it's got portals in there, and I got bad FPS brain, even more so than bad brain. So, like, the situational, like, awareness required to be proficient at a multiplayer FPS game, and then you throw in portals as well.
Yeah.
I'd be having a bad day.
Fair enough.
So, I'd probably check it out if they do, like, a, I don't know, free, I don't know, do you buy the game?
It's free.
It's free, all right. I'd probably check it out.
The game's free. I've played some of it.
Also, did you probably didn't see the Cult of Lamb trailer?
I feel like I didn't, now that you're bringing it up.
It's fucking something else.
All right, then.
It's just like, I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on.
I'm probably going to be my favorite game of the year then. Super Monkey Ball and more. Who doesn't love some Super Monkey Ball? Then we go to Tales of Lumen.
Who does love Super Monkey Ball?
Dude, there is a community. Let me tell you, they are Super Monkey Ball fanatics.
Okay.
Love those monkeys in those balls. And Kazuma Kiryu is going to be in. Remember, you saw that, right? Yeah, yep. Yeah. Kiryu's in a. He's a monkey in the ball. Kiryu ball. Tales of Luminara and the Tales of Arise mobile game both shared new trailers. Man, imagine giving a shit about a Tales game. Can't be this podcast. Amazon's New World MMO game shared a new trailer and revealed its next beta dates, the 9th and 12th of September, and it comes out later that month, allegedly. We'll see what happens after the next beta.
Yeah, wasn't expecting another beta.
I think it's the, hey, we made the changes, hey, do these work?
I know there was some, like...
Do we think we can fix it in 2 weeks, or do we have to delay again?
I know there was some, I'm doing in air quotations, balance issues, but no one was complaining about them. They were just like, oh, this stuff is clearly
superior.
There
were some balance things, but there were people like asking for certain feature things, and like there were bugs,
quality of life
bugs
shit,
yeah. And yada yada. So I'm wondering if this is the, hey, we've made changes we think work. Can you guys hop in and test this real quick for a weekend? And then we need to figure out if we can fix anything left in 2 weeks or delay longer, is my guess. In their head. There was a new trailer shown for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge.
Didn't watch that one.
Pizza Time.
Yep.
Ubisoft. Even though I guess Pizza Time is Spider-Man, whatever. Ubisoft shared a new trailer for Riders Republic, which launched a free beta. And the beta is running until tomorrow. So by the time you hear this, sucks to be you.
Yeah. Did you check it out?
Nope.
Okay.
That is a game I don't want to beta. Because once you beta it, like, what more do I want to do?
True.
You know, there's...
Yeah.
Same thing, like, I don't want to beta Forza.
I did hop into the beta for a couple minutes.
Thoughts?
The world, it was bigger than I... It appears bigger than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play Steep?
I did not.
Okay, Steep was a very large world when you go, like, didn't see this coming.
They do have
it makes sense with all the stuff they're doing in the thing. They need vast spaces for wingsuiting.
Yeah. They did have like some of the settings reference steep, like they had steep mode for like certain
settings. I mean, it's the same people, so it would make sense for them being like, hey, did you play this?
Yeah. So
they also had wingsuits in that, so yeah.
I'm
still
interested.
Because I'm gonna play Far Cry using Ubisoft Connect, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, yeah.
Genshin Impact had a new trailer for the Horizon Zero Dawn Aloy content in the game. Are you going to go play a JMMO?
No.
All right. Jumanji, The Curse Returns, got a new trailer. The Jungle Book content is coming to Fall Guys. It's the burn of necessities. I can't really do. What is the bear's name?
Baloo?
Yeah, Baloo. Mowgli's the boy.
Yeah.
And Ka is the snake.
It's more than I remember.
I can't remember the tiger's name. That's the one I was trying to remember. Anyway, Marvel Future Revolution got a new trailer to mark its release on mobile devices. I am going to download that right now. Because I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
So Nate's going to press download and see what happens after this podcast.
Cool beans.
Why am I doing this right now? I'm going to do this after I get done reading. The new trailer for Jurassic World Evolution 2 confirmed its 9th November 2021 release date. So you can build a park
with dinosaurs.
That is Jurassic. Preferably ones without claws and teeth, so they just are all na 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 na. Or do what everybody I used to do in Zoo Tycoon, build this amazing park and then delete one section of fence near a vicious pit and see what happens. It usually was the lion cage. Uh-oh, the lions are out.
How unfortunate.
Seems like we might have a problem in the zoo. It'd be a pain if the sidewalk disappeared and the AI doesn't know how to walk on grass. Anyway, not a demented child, Hideo Kojima shared a new deep dive video for Death Stranding Director's Cut, revealing new gameplay features and locations. Like, hey, did you want to play Gran Turismo style races and Death Stranding? Did you want to jump your bike off a mountain and do some sweet tricks? Or levitate? Or fly a drone? Or what the fuck else is in this game that I apparently missed?
Whenever they show cool stuff like that, I'm like, you got it. Don't fall for the trap. Don't fall for the trap.
We got an extended look at Call of Duty Vanguard with Laura Bailey introducing her campaign character. Hell yeah, Laura, good for you. Microsoft dropped a new trailer for Halo Infinite and confirmed December 8th as the new release date. There will be a limited edition Halo Infinite versions of the Xbox Series X console and Elite Wireless Controller 2, both already sold out.
Yep.
The controller did look cool.
Yeah.
The console looked cool, but I was kind of like, eh, you know.
Yeah.
Console I could take or leave, but the controller looking like Chief was pretty sweet.
So why did they show a campaign trailer?
Because they're not confident in the multiplayer.
But the campaign is not... Wait.
Co-op is not. Campaign launches, but co-op, you're not allowed to play it with friends because fuck you, that's why.
So weird.
But don't worry, we'll have multiplayer fully working. So we have matchmaking in one thing, but not the other. And again, because fuck you, that's why. Hold on, I'm checking something real quick. September, October, December. Interesting. So, December 8th.
Yes.
Take a guess what day of the week that is.
Friday.
No.
Tuesday.
Nope.
Monday.
Nope, you're down to 4.
Thursday.
Nope.
Wednesday.
Yes. It is a Wednesday. Now, that is right around, like, you know, one might even say that usually the Game Awards would be taking place the next day.
Yeah, it wasn't like the 12th last year or the 9th? Was it the
9th? It was usually, it was like the 7th, the 9th, or usually right around there. It's like that first week, that first full week in December. Yeah. So one could theorize, I mean, I'm not one to theorize that much, but one could theorize that this is going to drop on Wednesday.
they're assuming everybody gets into the campaign, yada, yada, yada. And then Game Awards details all of Season 1 dropping either after the Game Awards or Friday. They just have basic multiplayer and the campaign come out on Wednesday. And then they drop Season 1, everybody go ham going into the weekend right after the Game Awards or on starting on Friday.
All right, well, you heard the prediction here first.
For the record, Game Awards does not have a date yet. I am just speculating.
Conspiracy theory.
I have my hat on. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga got a new trailer and reaffirmed its spring 2022 release window. Can this game please just come out?
Yeah. For me, outside of Forza Horizon, this is one of probably outside of Forza Horizon, my most anticipated game.
I want this to be a let's sit down and play this co-op.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Give me studs. Hell yeah. I want the hidden bricks.
Yeah. Give me those studs.
Far Cry 6 also got a new trailer focusing on Giancarlo Esposito's character. Cool. Just give me the game.
Yeah.
The Horizon Forbidden West release date was confirmed for 18th of February 2022, with pre-orders starting on the 2nd of September. For anybody that's trying to figure out, you know, if you really think about it, there's a lot of February things, a lot of March things. One would almost think that there was a quarter-ending time right around there. Just saying, we bring it up every year, and every year people are too stupid to understand that that's why that's happening.
The majority of the games, I feel like, from Gamescom are coming out the third week of February.
There's a Paw Patrol mobile game.
Of course there is.
I know it's not the Marvel game I'm looking for, but I was flipping through. Slay the Spires on mobile, Darkest Dungeons on mobile, SimCity Build. What the fuck? My Friend Pedro's on mobile? That's weird. I wonder if that's even legal. Is that legal?
Dude, you could stick this guy in any era of baseball and he would fit.
Oh, yeah, the stash. Is that Patrick Wisdom? Yeah, it is. Anyway, I'm going to get back to what I was talking about. There was a reveal trailer for Marvel's Midnight Suns, a tactical RPG from 2K coming March 2022. I need to see more of this. I'm curious because it looks like something I would be interested in, but the visuals make me question things. But I saw Ghost Rider doing the chains thing from Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
When he's on the F1 track and he's, I just saw him doing it with flame chains and I thought that was hysterical.
I just was not expecting to see Ghost Rider. Like, kind of, Ghost Rider is like the redhead stepchild of Marvel.
I just like that it was strange. And then they're like, hey, yeah, this isn't the other Avengers game. Don't worry about it. And I was like, I'm listening. The first trailer was revealed for UFL, the new football game from Strikers, Inc. We'll see how that ends up. And a reveal trailer for Saints Row gave us some gameplay footage confirming a 22nd of February release date. The most controversial game of the show? Question mark?
A lot of backlash on this one.
Was there? I did not... I avoided all things. I only have my own opinions.
That's good. I have no horse in the race, so outside of the generic comments I sent you about all games looking alike, I don't have...
That's true. You did send me specifically, why do all games look the same?
I don't have a horse in the race, but what I did read online was there was a lot of people who were not happy with this.
Which were there reasons that you can elaborate on, or should I just start speculating?
What was the main reason? It didn't look like it had the feel of the other games, of the other Saints Row games. Yeah, that was like the generic thing that I saw from some media source. My hot take, not really a hot take, but my take. Yes,
give me them. Give me your hot takes.
I don't have a hot take. It's just a take.
Give me your lukewarm takes.
I don't see the point, other than greed, in using the Saints Row branding.
Honestly, I agree.
Okay. Because they could have just named it something else and it would have been fine.
So here's the multiple issues I have. That's one of them. It's like the same problem I have with Assassin's Creed at this point.
Yeah. It's good.
Followed by
comparison.
This has Agents of Mayhem vibe, which makes sense. They're the ones that made Agents of Mayhem. Obviously, it would, you know, share similar visual characteristics and stuff. And I'm like, for the record, the game wasn't like terrible, but it was pretty fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got it for $5 and played it. Then we reach the other, I think, biggest issue. It reminds me of Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Modern version of Watch Dogs where it's like, hey, it's your four-man crew. You're trying to take over the world. Oh, by the way, there's a guy with a weird LED mask. And I'm like,
why? It's got that new look that's common. Like, what was that one game that came out? It didn't come out. They talked about it. Maybe it's the Masquerade Battle Royale.
The Vampire the Masquerade one?
Yeah, they're doing that Battle Royale now or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the trailer, like, literally, if you would have thrown vampires in it, the trailer would have looked the same. Like, they both have that, like, kind of, like, oversaturated, like, semi-bubbly, like, Overwatch almost style graphics. Kind of, yeah, like, yeah.
And this also had, like, the way they were doing some of the stuff, I was getting Outer Worlds,
mm-hmm.
like, advertisement-wise, I was getting a little Outer Worlds / Fallout vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just don't like how this looks, and I'm timid because we've only seen a trailer,
yeah,
which doesn't necessarily mean shit. But part of me is very worried that it's going to not feel like Saints Row 1 and 2, but instead 3 and 4, where they literally lost their minds.
So
they were doing coke off of so many strippers to make 3 and 4 and just go, you know what? You're the president. There's an alien invasion and you can fly. No, you can't fly. You fuck it. You fly.
I saw two relevant things to that. That just happens to be the two things that I saw while perusing about this game. It's the developers are trying to make it more grounded compared to
Grounded was 1 and 2.
The most recent ones.
In that trailer. I mean, you know what?
Well,
hold on. First
the
off,
statements are kind of conflicting.
Compared to the more recent ones, the trailer is grounded. Yeah. Compared to 1 and 2, it looks like 3 and 4.
All right. So they said more grounded, and the second statement was you're still going to be able to paraglide or whatever through the entire map.
Yeah. Through like the city and stuff.
Yeah.
Which even then, I'm not completely against. If it's like you can jump, you still have to take a helicopter up there and then jump out and you can do it. Fine. Like, that means I have to go get a helicopter. But if I can just launch myself out of the, like, off the ground and start flying around again, I'm like, why? Why does that have to be the thing?
Yeah.
But you know the guy with the glasses and the fucking sweater vest is going to be a nerd that's going to invent you a jetpack.
All right. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. I wanted it, and now that I've seen what they're doing, I'm like, please be good. It's like where I'm at with Skate. This has now happened, and it's where I've been with Skate since they announced Skate was coming back, where I'm like, please don't, please don't, please don't. And I just have to wait until I see it, and then I can go, okay, phew, or, you did it.
It's kind of funny because we've been so jaded now where we used to, I guess I'll speak for myself. I used to, when I'd see a trailer for a game or whatever, I would get hyped and be like, this is going to be so great. It's going to be so much different things they could do. And now I see a trailer and I'm just like, I immediately go to the worst possible scenario. And part it's almost like a hope for the best, prepare for the worst type thing.
Yeah. Part of it, and this isn't 100% true, but I like to joke that it is that you've been around me a lot more. Which is basically my entire view when it comes to a lot of games and even sports teams. Like, Kenny and I were going on about sports teams earlier today. And he's like, you guys have, like, one of the best teams. Like, you guys are stacked. And I was like, listen, I don't care how good the team is on paper. Until I start seeing results, I'm not going to just start running around and going, we're the best in the world. Like, we haven't done anything. How can, like, sure,
does the Saints Row trailer look like it has so much potential? Or the skate stuff? Like, yeah, there's a lot of potential there. But until the actual results show up and I go, this is what they did with it, I can't be excited yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm fine with people being excited for stuff like Halo, right? Like, I get there's it. I don't know. It's like a double-edged sword. I'm fine with them being excited for Halo because they want a new Halo and they haven't had one in, oh God, was it 7 years?
Yeah.
Six years, something like that, for Halo 5. And even then, when you and I were working together and I was arguing with you about what Halo 5 should be, and I'm pretty sure my words were murder chief. And it was like, I get why people are excited for Halo, just because they want that namesake, they want that moment back. And a lot of people are now so much older that they want to just still have their childhood. But there's a difference between, hey, I'm so excited that there's a new Halo coming out. That statement is fine. It's when it goes, and it's going to be the best one ever. I can't believe what they're about to do with blah, 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 blah. Like, you, no, you don't know any of that. Let's just bring you back down a little bit. Let's just say, hey, I'm excited I get to play a new Halo, and let's stop the sentence there. Because anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And unfortunately for you, the Gamers 2 podcast is a court of law.
That's frightening.
Day 3.
Is that me?
Yes.
The little guy?
Yeah, because then I'm just going to take item 2 and then I'll put us back on an alternating number.
Day 3 was the future game show Dying to Know stream. And the awesome indie showcase. We're not going to go into detail with these because we'd be here for 3 hours.
All right, then. Good talk.
So, there you go.
In case you're curious, though, Gamescom's going on like all weekend. So,
yeah.
A lot of things to watch.
Yeah.
If you're curious about anything we didn't mention, just type in Gamescom into YouTube and start clicking away.
Yeah.
If you find a 7-hour video, look in the comments for the person that tells you when the shit actually starts. Bastards that don't edit their live stream uploads. All right, full article number 2. For some reason, the Gamescom Awards exist and were decided by a, quote, jury of gaming experts, end quote. All right, so let's just be real clear what that means. Bunch of influencers who don't hold any weight, in my opinion, voted.
Yeah.
We won't go over the winners because it's meaningless. It's almost like I read Matt's mind. But the fun part is that most of the awards went to Elden Ring, which wasn't even presented to the public at Gamescom. So what the fuck does this award? Why do these mean anything?
Remember when Gamescom was like
the Mecca?
Yeah, it was specifically public focused. It was focused for gamers.
Yep.
Okay.
Man, you remember the before four?
Before times.
When that gasoline. Is it right? That's Mad Max, I'm pretty sure, is Guzzoline.
Maybe.
It's the crazy guy. It's this whole thing. Which wasn't even presented. The press was privy to 15 minutes of gameplay footage with first look previews being released today. Some things of note: the ability to fast travel from anywhere on the map, lots of optional encounters, multiple paths and endings to the game, and lots of lore. Sounds more open world than previous From Software games. If we want to deep dive more into Elden Ring, you can take a look at Kotaku's summary on the features, because we ain't doing it.
There you go. Don't know how much you care about Elden Ring.
Stop reading into game writers' awards. Stop it. Influencers and game journalists are not your friends.
They are hype men. Hype people, I guess we should say.
Indirectly, as a result of what they do, they are hype people. Whether they will tell you they are paid by things or not, they very well might not be paid by them. But they do not take the negative understanding that this podcast does, because this podcast is pessimistic as shit. And they are stupidly optimistic. They want the best in people. And I got bad news. That is but a sliver of that person. We here like to take the whole cake and eat the whole thing. Not just, this little bit of frosting that was a flower is pretty delicious.
Sugar.
Yeah, all right. Get me out of the... What am I talking about?
I don't know.
I blacked out. What happened?
Nothing good. Number three. the Activision Blizzard lawsuit update. The state of California has expanded its lawsuit against Call of Duty publisher Activision. Why do they even say that? Against publisher Activision Blizzard.
Because they have to try to somehow deflect from like the other ones. So like just throw in Call of Duty. Also because Vanguard got announced, so clicks.
Yeah. Now stating the suit is also on behalf of the company's contractors and claiming the firm interfered with its 2-year investigation. A couple things that California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing noted. Activision Blizzard is directly interfering with their investigation by telling employees to only speak with Wilmer Hale, the law firm hired by Activision Blizzard. Activision Blizzard, quote, refused to produce documents regarding complaints and investigations of a discrimination and harassment by asserting that they did not exist or that they were privileged and confidential because attorneys were involved in the receipt of complaints and the investigation, end quote. The DFEH also says it has been informed and is aware that documents and records have not been maintained as required by law and alleges that some have been, quote, shredded by human resource personnel, end quote. So the plot thickens.
I mean, I also pretty sure there was a story of them burning or shredding documents.
Yeah, that's what they said at the bottom.
Yeah.
That last quote was.
Oh, that's what that was about. Okay.
Yeah, them shredding documents.
What idiots. Burn them to the ground.
Yeah.
That's all I got at this point, because I've basically already said everything else in previous episodes.
I'm curious of the outcome of this, because theoretically, lawsuit goes through, Activision Blizzard loses, we'll say. I'm curious of what the repercussions are going to be. Like, California, I feel like, probably, if you're a corporation, the worst state to get sued by, because they'd probably be the harshest.
Probably.
And I'm curious what that's going to equate to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they end up, how far they end up cracking down.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I guess in theory, if at all.
Yeah.
Number four, Watch Dogs Legion is getting an Assassin's Creed crossover in an upcoming update. Title update 5.5 of Watch Dogs Legion brings with it two new story missions that are free to access. Quote, Enter the Assassin and The New Creed. The update also introduces two free world missions called Templar Hunt and Artifact Hunt. If you own the season pass of Watch Dogs Legion, you'll be able to play as Darcy, a member of the Assassin Order from Assassin's Creed, obviously, in both single player and online modes. All right. So, hey, remember I mentioned Watch Dogs earlier? It's like it was foreshadowing. Not really. I don't read the doc.
They should just merge these into the same game or something. I don't know.
Well, I think there was the whole joke at one point that everything takes place in the same universe.
Yeah, I think they said that.
But they haven't, like, truly, like, they've said it, but they haven't, like, done anything with it. Because so I like the idea that this is happening while also New York City and D.C. are, like, burning. But they're like, listen, man, Massachusetts is pretty good. I heard that there's a Viking somewhere. And you're like, what the fuck? But listen, we can't go anywhere near New York City because there's, like, a disease.
The most confusing world ever.
Yeah. And then Europe's like, fucking YOLO, we just do whatever we want, burn UK to the ground, drones. You're like, wait, what is happening? That world's on fire. How about yours?
Number five. With the current scarcity of GPUs, I figured we'd highlight Halo Infinite's PC system requirements.
Hell yeah, for you nerds out there that this will mean nothing for.
Minimum specs is for the processor and AMD FX chip. What the fuck? I'm not even going to read that number. Or an Intel i5 4440, which is
old.
Yeah, that's like an OEM.
Yeah, pretty CPU old as well. For processors.
Yep. 8 gigs of RAM.
Pretty small.
Yep. That's what he said. AMD RX 570 or a NVIDIA GTX 1050 Ti.
Still old.
Yeah. The RX 570 is like
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy old. 50 gigs of storage.
Which is also shocking.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is like 98. So we'll see. We'll see what happens when things actually start happening.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be like the, all right, so I'm once again asking for more storage space.
The recommended specs for a CPU that's a Ryzen 7 3700 or an Intel i7 9700.
Hey, it's a step above mine.
Yep. Same for me, actually. 16 gigs of RAM.
Fine.
And then the graphics card is the Radeon RX 5700 XT or an NVIDIA RTX 2070.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That tracks. Now for questionable things we didn't write full paragraphs on.
It is kind of interesting that the minimum specs and the recommended specs are so...
They're very different.
Far apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm wondering what they're targeting at recommended.
I would guess 1440p 60 frames.
Interesting.
Because I think that's what... I mean, from the PC side, that's what the Xbox does native, then upscales to 4K, I think.
I believe so.
So...
Anyway, questionable things we didn't write full paragraphs on. The number one, the South Korean government has announced plans to scrap a controversial law that blocks young people from playing online video games late at night. If you remember to a month ago, a little over a month ago, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's out. Got scrapped.
Get out of here.
South Korea realized its money is in grooming those young people to be very good at video games.
Bingo. Nailed it.
Number two, the Overwatch development team released a statement saying the gunslinger character named McCree will soon receive a new name, with the studio refraining from naming characters after Blizzard employees in the future. Hey, no shit. You shouldn't have done it to begin with, but hey, good move.
Or do like some extreme vetting.
There was also some other talk. No, don't do it. Just straight up don't do it. don't even risk yourself with the extreme vetting. Just don't do it. There was also some talk there was potential of changing like a town name in WoW because it was close to McCree.
Hmm.
I don't know if that one's actually true or if people are just like trolling, but there was talk about that. Number three, Pokemon Go maker Niantic has reversed an update that changed the game's interaction radius from 80 meters to 40 meters following feedback from the community. That's, again, I think similar to the COVID things.
Yep.
Number four, back to Overwatch. Its league canceled its in-person playoff events because COVID. Number five, Electronic Arts is pledging to open the patents for some of its accessibility-related tech, including the much-celebrated Apex Legends ping system. Nice. Also, I believe that they did officially confirm Skate will be coming to PC.
Yes, Skate 4 PC.
Which is starting off on a good foot. We ain't starting goofy.
If you know skateboard terms.
Number six, Google is paying Apple $15 billion to remain Safari's default search engine. But we're going to argue about microtransactions on Epic. Hell yeah. And then WoW, 9.1. That guy took a foul ball to the shin. Hell yeah, man. WoW 9.1.5 has Bluepost, Bluepost being post from the actual WoW people, stating some of the intended... coming updates when that patch drops. I believe the PTR goes live next week.
Cool beans. WoW changes.
Yep.
People have been clamoring for them.
Some
frothing
pretty,
at the mouth.
Some pretty decent straight up changes and like what they should do. I mean, they've been ones that have community's been, this is, ooh, I already went on the game person rant, but this is what we were also talking about with B being in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
People have complained about these things since alpha. And then beta. Then continued into the real game. And, you know, constantly complaining. And they were almost, not smoke and mirroring, but they were putting up just like a bunch of weird reasons why they're like, we're not doing it because this or this. And we're like, that's literally not a reason. You're just, now you're just being stubborn. Like, oh, I'm not touching you. And it's like, So there's that. But now that people have gotten the changes, there's a lot of people that have been complaining that are doing the old, now that they got what they wanted, they're still complaining. Oh, it's
only after so long that they do it again. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I understand that, yes, it's too late for them to, or not like too late, but they should have listened before, obviously. This has happened before. This happens on a few expansions where they're like, hey, this is not going to work the way you think it's going to work. And then they don't listen, and then they end up reverting it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's happened. That makes sense. It's mine. And I understand, like, the, oh, man, you know, it sucks that it took this long. But that's about the only thing that should say at this point. Man, it sucks it took this long, but I'm happy to see these changes coming.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets followed by the other, like, the high-end people that I follow getting meme-y with it. Meme-y? Is that a thing? Can that be a thing? They're doing memes where one of the changes was that you'd be able to easily, without penalty, after a certain renown level, I believe, on one character, you could do then one character with a high enough renown unlocks this for your entire account, which is the way it should be. That you can easily swap between covenants without like any penalty or, you know, any hassle. You just can do it. So then the top end started joking around because they've wanted this. They're like, why do I have to, you know, this is actively like hurting some players who are like wanting to either test things,
mm-hmm.
because they're in order to test it, you have to go through this whole weekly reset thing to make this change, only to then find out that you can't test it this week. You have to wait till next week to test it, and it becomes this whole thing. And like, well, now you can just do it. And then they started immediately memeing it, where it was like, man, can you imagine in between raid pulls where like, ha, 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 I need to go switch to this other covenant because this ability, yada, yada. And it's just like, yeah, but you guys also all said that you wanted that. So stop memeing it, because literally one of the reasons that Ian used in an interview was, hey, we don't want to make it super easy because then people are just going to say, hold on, let me go switch real quick in the middle of a raid. Like, you're going to kill one boss and then people are going to start porting out to go make changes and then get pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, that is potential to happen. And people are like, that is not going to happen. And like, now you're just immediately memeing it immediately right away. And I'm like, God, you're going to give them the reason to turn it around. But anyway, that's my anger with, even after you do what the people want, sure, it was late coming, but they're still just going to complain.
Yeah. No one's ever happy.
Which, spoiler alert, it's because people like to complain. And I'm one of them. But I didn't really interact with the systems that they were talking about, so it didn't really bother me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's like, I mean, the people who are like... I think part of the argument against it being abused is that it's only going to be worth it, assumingly. This is a lot of assumptions, but based on, I guess, some stuff. I don't fucking know. The only people who are going to abuse it are going to be the high-end players. Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
it probably won't be worth it for, like, the, you know...
There will still be a lot of people that won't flip for damage reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be like, I just kind of want to try this one out. They'll go over there and they just try it out. They don't have to like go through the whole hassle of trying it out.
Which is fine.
Like, I would, part of the whole, so there's the whole joke of Night Fae Boomkin. This is just slightly too far in the weeds. But Night Fae Boomkin versus Venthyr Boomkin, because this patch, Venthyr Boomkin got unbelievably stupid when using the Venthyr Legendary for Boomkins that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they started doing way more damage.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, it would be cool to try that if you're me. But I would have to go through so much work of resetting myself that I still do a ton of damage just being Night Fae and committing there. Mm-hmm. But it'd be cool to try it and flip. Well, now that when that eventually does happen, probably sometime in the fall, I will be able to try that. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not horribly worried about it because like, I still do good damage. It's like if it all of a sudden pivoted where I was doing quite literally bad damage versus another option, then that's obviously a bad case, but still.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been 7 days. What you been up to?
You know, dealing with the baby.
Baby things.
Yep. Haven't had time to finish Mass Effect 3, even though I'm like so close to the end.
Baby things.
Yep. Did hop in and played a little bit of the Riders Republic beta. It's good. It's fine. So far. That's really about it. I watched Dunkirk. Got a chance to watch Dunkirk. I enjoyed it. I appreciated that it was short. It's like it's an hour and 45 minutes, I think.
Oh, all right. Interesting for a Nolan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. I'm hoping the PlayStation shows up and I can hop back into Ghosts of Tsushima. It'll be a lot easier to play console games with the baby stuff than it is for the PC game. So
that's true. Well, yeah. That's kind of true.
Well,
I mean, let's put it this way. It's easier to play a console than it is a PC, yes, but it's still going to be hard to play games.
Well, the situation is like, it'll be better, like, if I'm in the living room.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all just location-based.
Location.
Free real estate. That's all I got. What do you got?
Same thing as usual. Playing the show, playing WoW, dabbling into some other stuff. A lot of sports stuff going on. I got fantasy drafts starting this weekend, so that'll be fun. And might play some Football Manager tonight because there's been a lot of. We're reaching deadline day is next Tuesday. It's the 31st, whatever that is. So yeah, gonna be a big day. There's already been a bunch of transfers. As a Man U fan, I am happy. But it is giving Kenny and I the Football Manager itch, so we shall see if we scratch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Football Manager making a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. Hey. All right, that's all I got. Anything else?
I got nothing.
All right, cool. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With ACAST, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.